Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today we're speaking with Thompson Nguyen, who is the CEO and founder at Hatch, a fintech startup providing fair financial products for small business owners and entrepreneurs. Mr. Nguyen, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much for having me today.
Hey, you're more than welcome. Looking forward to learning more about Hatch and your services and what you offer. So for starters, tell us, why did you actually start Hatch? What was the inspiration and motivation there?
So I, before Hatch, I was an entrepreneur in residence at Kleiner Perkins, a venture capital firm investing in startups. And a lot of my work there centered on understanding what problems still existed for small businesses. And I think what I really like about small businesses is that it's half of the American economy. You know, I think a lot of how people build socioeconomic mobility in the United States is through small business entrepreneurship. And so I started researching about what problems small businesses had as they were starting up from one person with an idea to 5 to 10 people and an LLC or, you know, a full-blown organization. And I realized that access to financial services, checking accounts, and lending products, basically initial capital to get you started, a place to move your money and to use as a current account, was actually quite difficult. And I think that the current state of financial products for small businesses are either expensive, inefficient, or extremely hard to access. You know, let's just say you're a recent immigrant in the United States, or you have no credit history, or you have some sort of distressed credit history. These are probably the most vulnerable populations here in the United States, but they also are extremely predated after in the market and the industry. And so I want to understand exactly how to build accessible financial products with transparent upfront and fair pricing. And so the way in which we can provide that is by leveraging technology, automation, and software to basically just provide these services at scale and to make sure that people who want to apply for a checking account or for a line of credit or for a term loan product can do so in as easy as 10 minutes and they get immediate access to a checking account.
Well, this is absolutely phenomenal what you have created here through Hatch. This is really awesome and such a need for this in the space, no doubt about that. Now, take it further. I'm sure the listeners would be interested as well. Tell us more about Hatch's philosophy and or values, if you would.
No, of course. You know, we've got a couple values here at Hatch. I think I'll bring up two of them to start. You know, we've got one value called grow the pie. And I think for us, growing the pie means that, you know, Hatch should only grow and succeed if our customers succeed. And so what this means to me is that if you look at, like, the state of bank fees today, you know, if you overdraft, that's like a $35 charge. If you're below a balance minimum, that's a $35 charge. For some financial institutions that we've seen, if you get, like, a paper statement, you get $5. You have to pay $5 for it. I've seen one financial institution where you have to pay, you know, like a dollar every time you call in just to talk to a human being. And so that kind of pricing schedule to me communicates this almost like adversarial relationship between the financial institution and the customer. And so if our customers are small businesses who are really just trying to build their life for themselves, their families, and their communities, then let's partner with them to grow that pie, to make sure that they can actually start their businesses, grow, succeed, and thrive. And if we can help them get there, then we can charge a fair price and we can grow with them as well. But not until we reach that point of success with our customer. So that's what grow the pie means to me. A second value that I'll bring up that I think is relevant is that lending is not a permanent solution. And you know, this one I feel really strongly on. The idea that you know, I think there's this concept of like, oh, make sure you build like a really good credit history, at least when I was growing up, because someday I'm going to like buy a house and you want to get like a good mortgage rate with a good credit score. And so I think credit can be a really powerful tool, but it's simply one tool out of many that small business owners are going to use as they start and grow their businesses. And so I think lending can be a good tool and a good temporary solution to get started, but it's not a permanent solution. At some point, the small business has to become an independent entity that can stand up on its own, be profitable, and contribute back to the communities and to the families and their employees. And so because of that, you know, we're happy to provide loans and lending services at fair and transparent prices to our customers, but we do not want them to subsist or otherwise depend on those products. And it seems almost like counterintuitive because we're the company providing those products. But as I said, with the first value of grow the pie, we do want to make sure we're that long-term partner for them. And sometimes, you know, that long-term partnership means that there are various products that we provide that are the right fit for them. And other times it's not the right fit. And so that's why to us, lending is really not a permanent solution for small businesses to succeed.
Some really helpful and good information shared there. Really appreciate your hitting some of the highlights per your philosophy and or values there in those regards. Now, shifting gears just a little bit here, if you don't mind, share your entrepreneurship journey, if you would, and how did you actually end up in the fintech space?
Yeah, that's a great question. So, you know, I've been in the tech industry for, I think, around like 11 years now. And I started a machine learning company in 2014, and it was called Frame Data. And the goal of Frame Data was to process information about users to understand, you know, which users were going to churn or unsubscribe from a product. So, you know, let's just say you had like a video subscription service. We would actually come in and analyze which of your users were on the brink of unsubscribing, because they probably weren't watching enough or they weren't finding value out of your product. And so, you know, we sold that company to Square in 2016. And that was my first foray into fintech. I was the head of data science for Square Capital, which is the small business lending arm at Square. And so at that time, Square had recently IPO'd. This was early 2016. And throughout my, you know, my 2.5 years there, built out a wonderful team of data scientists and machine learning engineers to scale Square Capital and really build a top class product within Square ecosystem. And so after I left Square, I thought I really just wanted to take a break. You know, I thought I was going to take a year off. I ended up taking a month off and landed at Kleiner Perkins as an entrepreneur in residence. And my role there was to continue to focus on fintech, to understand, you know, what was it with small businesses that still wasn't being addressed. And so that's a little bit about how I got into fintech.
Certainly an interesting background, and thanks for sharing some of those details with us. Quite interesting as well. Today we're joined by Mr. Thompson Nguyen. He is the CEO and founder at Hatch, a fintech startup providing fair financial products for small business owners and entrepreneurs, and he's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Mr. Nguyen, looking ahead, how do you see tech changing the finance world looking ahead, say, the next 2 to 3 years?
I think in the next 2 to 3 years, we're going to see, you know, a lot more, I'd say, neobanks or financial technology companies or fintech companies come up. And I think the crux of most of these companies is to provide faster, better, cheaper products for consumers. I think what's interesting about technology in general is that, you know, with software, you build a web app or you deploy something on the internet and you have instant distribution to, you know, hundreds of millions of people. And so on that premise and on the idea that you could use software automation to make workflows and processes more efficient, the ability to apply for a checking account and then get it 10 minutes later is something that has only been recently possible in the last probably like 2 to 3 years with the advent of multiple companies working in data availability, machine learning advances, and advances in software automation. And so in the next 3 to 5 years, there's almost, well, you know, in the last year, there's been this explosion of like fintech companies trying to serve consumers and small businesses of every stripe in every country. In the next 3 to 5 years, I'd expect that to increase and to really start chipping away at what we believe is the norm for a product. If you've ever called a customer support number and been frustrated that it took a really long time to connect to a human being, or if you ever had to like look at a bill or an invoice or a statement and you had to question, you know, what exactly is this like $35 charge? New fintech companies are providing transparent and better pricing terms for consumers and small businesses. And so I think the next 3 to 5 years is going to be extremely interesting for folks who need checking products, who need lending products, or who really just want to like pay one another.
Yeah, certainly a lot to look forward to and a fantastic outlook looking ahead as technology affects the finance world and all the options that should be available for your perspective there. Lastly, tell us, what advice would you give to other entrepreneurs tuning in today, specifically in the startup or fintech space?
That's a good question. I'd probably say to start small. I think, you know, every company has large aspirations, and you know, that we do too, to be completely honest. But the only thing that ever really mattered was whether we can make our small business customers happy with their product. And so you can start extremely small when you're starting a business or a company. You just need to make sure one customer is happy and satisfied with whatever product or service that you are providing them. Because if you can find one person who's happy with your product, you can find 10 other people like that person. And if you can find 10 other people like that initial person, then you now can have an addressable market that you can reach out to. And so, and this, you know, this is my second startup, but it still feels extremely daunting. So I had to remind myself that if you start small and you stay true to what exactly you want to build for what your for whoever you think your customer is, then you're really just a couple conversations away from ensuring that what you've built is validated. You know, that this person does actually think that a better, faster, cheaper business checking product is something they would use, and they're actually now using it. So I think starting small is probably the most important lesson that I personally picked up from my time here in the tech industry.
Thompson, really appreciate your visit with us here today, not only for your time, but for what you do in the fintech space through Hatch, and for introducing Hatch to the audience as well, and for those concluding remarks and advice. Thanks so much. I'm sure listeners are interested to know more about Hatch and how they could take advantage of your services. Where's the best place online to do so?
Yeah, so I think, you know, if you go to hatchcard.com, hatchcard.com, you'll be able to take a look at our business checking product, and then you can sign up for an account. Oh, and if you have any questions, you can always email me directly at thompson.win@hatchcard.com. So that's thompson.nguyen@hatchcard.com. I answer emails. I love answering questions from small business owners. Feel free to email me anytime.
You certainly can't beat that invitation. Mr. Wynn, all the best. Thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Much appreciated.
Thank you so much for having me today.
And of course, it certainly was our pleasure. We've been speaking with Thompson Wynn, the CEO and founder at Hatch, a fintech startup providing fair financial products for small business owners and entrepreneurs. And Hatch's business checking account helps businesses save money with up to 5% cashback rewards and more. Visit hatchcard.com/EPN to get your first year for free. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.